This is Overdrive on TSN 1050, the voice of Toronto sports.
Future headlines and Proline best bets coming up before the hour is out. Richard Griffin of the Toronto Star coming up in about 5 minutes' time. This is Overdrive, TSN 1050, the TSN Go app. Scott MacArthur, Gord Miller with
T-Rex.
You.
T-Rex? T-Rex? Get it on?
You hate it that I talk over these songs.
I do. Well, come and join the music.
I should put my feet up here.
You should. Thank you.
Like I almost hit the post there too.
Yeah, I just knew exactly when the
vocals were about to start.
Kind of did, yeah.
I can do the FM game at some point.
Hey, this is Scott MacArthur.
Spinning the oldies. Coming up next, Gladys Knight and the Pips, Midnight Train to Georgia.
Oh, God. What have I gotten myself into?
Hey, you brought it up,
I had a promising career going for me at one time.
You did?
Things were going my way for a while. I'm not sure what happened.
And then the summer of 2017 came along, and that's when
You know what happened? Jeff McDonald from TSN Radio said, hey, Gord, we'd like you to come on once in a while. And then ever since then, it's just been a train wreck.
It's been a train wreck. Well, you'll get back into the groove in the fall.
Yeah.
Hockey will come back.
Waiting for my schedule. Oh.
When do you find out?
Probably next week. So I have multiple masters, right? I have TSN, then I've got to make my NBC schedule work, then I've got to get the radio to work, you know.
Which is Leafs lunch centric, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Andy Petrillo cannot function without me, apparently.
Really?
Yeah.
So you...
She has written memos to people, to senior management at TSN, saying she can't do the show unless I'm on it.
Fantastic.
As much as possible.
Like one, at least once a week.
Oh, no,
she has to see your face once a week.
She wants me on four times a week, and I'm only one man.
But the problem is you're in the
Everything you've just heard, by the way, for the previous minute is a total lie.
Yeah, you're in the air so much.
Yeah.
There's no way you could be on
Andy,
the show.
Andy could care less if I'm on the show or not, because it's her show. It's about her, not about us. It's about her.
Yeah, but you'll be sitting there, and
I'll be sitting there. I'll be sitting actually over one. You moved me over. I don't know.
I didn't force it. I said
kind of a weird.
But this is the thing here, Gord. You see this computer screen that's sitting right here? This would be easier if we were on TV too, because then the listener could see it.
Yeah.
If you sit on the other side of that computer screen.
You know what I picture right now?
The eye line is not good.
People driving, like people sitting in traffic going, what the hell are those two talking
We're in a massive room, okay? This is not a traditional radio studio.
No, this is a big room.
We are surrounded by TV screens, by a banner, an electronic banner.
Lousy internet.
By a bunch of NFL and CFL football helmets.
Yeah.
The O-desk is over there, hasn't been used in months. We've got a scoreboard over there. We've got three more TV screens staring us right in the face in our
It's true. And people at home are still saying, what the hell are they doing?
Massive studio. All right, the Blue Jays are playing the Pirates tonight.
Yeah.
And they take two out of three from the Yankees in August. You'd have thought we'd be sitting here saying, man, that was a big series win against a divisional opponent.
Right.
They're setting themselves up for the final 6-7 weeks of the stretch drive.
But the four games back of the wild card is misleading.
Hugely misleading.
Because that's the teaser, right? That's the kind of, we're in it, but you're not really.
All right. Here's a hot take. And one that you can't make a bet.
I hate that expression, Mo.
So do I.
Why'd you say it, then?
Well, because I... Because
it's just your thing?
Well, I hate it.
Okay.
But I say it.
Okay.
It's like driving on the Don Valley Parkway. I hate it, but I do it.
You do, okay.
at this point...
You have to drive somewhere. You don't have to say something.
I could take Kingston Road north.
You could.
If the Jays go 6-1 against Pittsburgh and Tampa Bay...
Yeah.
And head to Wrigley, having had a very successful next 7 games, mm-hmm. I'm willing to have the conversation. Here's the problem. They could go 6-1 in their next 7 games and still be 3 or 4 games back of the wild card with a bunch of teams in between.
There's 6 teams between them. And the other problem is that behind Seattle in the wild card, you've got Tampa, Minnesota, the Angels, and the Royals all within a game. They're all within one game.
Right. And you could be a lot of those teams are going to be playing each other.
Right.
Especially Minnesota, KC in the same division.
Yeah. So really, it's a bit of a, and I hate to go back to hockey, but it's true. If you look at it and say, oh, we're only 6 points out with a month and a half to go in the season, you're out of it. You're not making up 6 points in a month and a half.
Yep.
You just won't.
That's the whole thing in the NHL. Take a look at the standings at U.S. Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
right?
That's not true. That's not essentially true because there are teams that do come on and make it. Nashville, I think, at U.S. Thanksgiving was not in a playoff spot this past year. But with 2 months to go in the season, it's an illusion to think that you're going to make up this kind of ground. Now, the NHL is different because they've got the wacky points, right? The single point for losing in overtime in a shootout. But realistically, if you've got six teams between you and the last playoff spot, you're not getting it.
Not getting it. And so, with another excellent start last night, that's three in a row for Marco Estrada.
So would you trade him?
Absolutely. Yeah, I would. No question about it. You got to get him through revocable waivers.
So they can trade him. They got to put him on waivers. If a team claims him, they can then try to work out a trade with that team.
Correct. Or they can
pull him off waivers,
but then you can't trade him again.
Right. So
if he gets through, he can be traded to anybody.
A $14 million deal.
Correct. So we're August 10th, 11th. We're the 11th of August.
They've played
a month and a half.
They've played 114 games.
Of 162. They've
played two-thirds of the season.
So what's one-third of 14 mil? That's about what's owed. 3.5, 3.8, 4, somewhere in there.
Yeah. Now, assuming that there might be some signing bonus in there, too, but...
I think it's real money. So, okay. Yeah, like it's...
No, it's real money. No,
it just wasn't,
unreal money is what it is.
It wasn't all up front.
Yeah.
Although it becomes a piece of paper at that point with those guys. I've had interesting conversations with them. Yeah, I never see him. I just let my guy deal with it. But, you know...
That's a good idea. You met Jack Clark?
Well, he's not the only one.
Just let your guy deal with it is never a good idea.
Yeah. You better know your guy.
You ever watch Broke? On ESPN, the 30 for 30? There was Broke.
No, but that's
Broke
years
two.
Ago now, right?
Well, there was Broke, and then there was a sequel to it. I think Broke 2. Just about athletes who have
lost. It happens so often in the NFL.
It's not just the NFL, but the
NFL
a lot.
In particular, it seems.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just incredible the number. I think I saw a stat that said that the NHLPA said this at one point, that nearly half the players who are regulars in the NHL will have moderate to severe financial problems within 5 years of retirement. Mm.
And then there are the real sad cases, and they're outlying circumstances, but the Jack Johnsons and things like that. Yeah, even the people you think you can trust.
And the problem is because you get inundated with people that you don't know, so you trust the people closest to you. But in the end, you probably shouldn't trust them.
All right, let's get to a Gord Ash clip from earlier on today on TSN 1050 before Richard Griffin of the Toronto Star joins us. This is Gord Ash on the process of getting Marco Estrada through waivers in order to be able to trade him.
Houston wants him, which they do need starting pitching. They're a club that is going to claim him on waivers. And when you claim a player on waivers, what that means is that you get exclusive rights to trade for that player. So the problem for the Blue Jays is that the price probably gets minimized to some degree because it's their only suitor. But at the same time, the Houston club either makes a deal or they don't get the player either. So I fully expect them to be claimed. It's just a matter of how far, how deep he gets. But Houston's a good call and a club that needs pitching.
Gord Ash earlier on today. And now it's time for our Baseball Insider, brought to you by Oakland Ford Lincoln, your premier source for auto service and sales in the GTA. Oakland Ford Lincoln, located in Oakville. And that may be where we find this man, Richard Griffin of the Toronto Star. Where are you tonight, Griff? Are you down at the Dome, or you got a big tourney this weekend?
No, I got my COBA League Championships. We lost the Ontarios last weekend with my junior team, 19 to 21-year-olds. So tonight's the first game of our league championship, and we're defending champions. So I got to show up and at least put on a good show. But before we start, you know how I feel about your work, Scotty. I just had to tell Gord how much I admire his work.
Oh, thank you, Rich. Appreciate that. I have a question specifically for you coming up in a few minutes. Tailor-made for you.
Perfect. Is this based off our conversation
last
start? You throw it at him now.
Okay, so the story out there, Richard, is that the Florida Marlins are about to be sold to a group including Derek Jeter, Michael Jordan, and others. Baseball without Jeffrey Loria is a better place, right? It's a better game without Jeffrey Loria, correct?
Yeah, every sport needs villains, and Jeffrey Loria fit that bill perfectly. And it's funny because, you know, if Montreal ever gets a team back and Jeffrey Loria is the biggest villain in Montreal baseball, Expos Nation hates him. But the fact that he screwed the taxpayers of Florida and therefore Tampa taxpayers don't want to contribute to a new stadium may be part of what creates a situation where Montreal gets a team back. So, in a way, he served a purpose.
That's a long circuitous diagram, but it's true.
He is a villain, and baseball is better off without him, there's no doubt.
I don't think he had Montreal getting a team back in mind when he did that thing with the Miami Stadium.
When he screwed the taxpayers in South Florida.
I think he had turning a minimum investment into $1 billion.
Yeah, and sadly, as much as we hate him, he's walking away with $1 billion.
Oh, yeah, no, he's the one who's laughing last.
Yeah. All right, Griff, has Marco Estrada thrown his last pitch as a Toronto Blue Jay in 2017?
He may not have thrown his last pitch. I think they're going to wait until Joe Biagini is ready to fill in one of the roles. They can't have three starters and two question marks every time through the rotation. So when Biagini's ready, maybe one more start, ready to come back and throw five innings. I think, the catch 22 or the catch 25 that has been Marco Estrada, where the better he pitches, he wants to be here. The better he pitches, the better it is for him. But the better he pitches, the more that other teams want him for this stretch. And, as Gord Ash pointed out, the Houston Astros are a prime candidate. But there are other teams that are on the periphery that need someone who has playoff experience. And the way that he's thrown seven innings, three starts in a row, he's pretty much back to where he needs to be for teams to be interested. So I don't think there's any upside for the Jays to keep him through the month of September. And, whatever they can get for him will be worthwhile going into his free agency.
Do you see any scenario, Richard, whereby they don't trade him and just ride out the year with him? I mean, Scott made the point a couple minutes ago. What if they go 6-1 the next week?
Well, we can all juggle numbers, and the Jays are very proud of the fact that they've gone 10-6 the last 16 games, and they've got 48 games left, which is 3 times 16. So if they do it again, they win 84, and they'll be very proud of themselves, but they'll be nowhere near a wild card. So, it's realistically not possible for them to vault over that many teams who play each other and somebody's winning every night. I think Mark Shapiro and Ross Atkins are realistic enough to know that. John Gibbons certainly is realistic enough to know that. And there's no upside to keeping him through the month of September, to keeping Marco Estrada through the month of September instead of getting whatever you can.
Griff, revocable waivers is one of the best-kept secrets in baseball. I know the Bautista one leaked out. Teams tend to put most of their guys on waivers just for the hell of it, right? Because you want to open up as many opportunities as possible. Do we know if Estrada has been placed on waivers yet?
Well, the key for revocable waivers is that most teams do it at the end of July, just before the deadline, so that it expires in August. And if nobody's claimed them on revocable waivers, then they're free to be traded to anyone. And what better time if you want to trade Marco Estrada is when he's not pitching well. I mean, his first really decent start was on July 31st. If he was on revocable waivers at that point, nobody was going to claim him. And I think that if the Jays were smart, they've already put him through and he's already cleared. I don't think that any of the Fox Sports or the John Haymans or the Ken Rosenthals went that deep when it comes to who's cleared revocable waivers or not. But now that he's putting himself into a desirable category, if he's free to be traded to anyone, I think the Jays did the right thing. And I think they would have done that at the end of July when he wasn't pitching well, so that if he did bump up his performance, as he's done, that they would be able to trade him to anyone.
Richard Griffin is our baseball insider, brought to you by Oakland Ford Lincoln. This is Overdrive, TSN 1050.
Richard, any other Blue Jays that you would think might be on the block as well? I mean, are there other players that might be attractive to teams?
Well, the guy that I thought was going to be number one along with Joe Smith in terms of being traded before the deadline was Steve Pierce. And that's the type of guy that really has a role with a contending team, a right-handed batter who plays multiple positions and can really contribute something at the plate. And he's a guy that I believe has a chance to be traded in the month of August. It's a reasonable contract under control for one more year. And I don't see any reason why he is not on that list. I mean, the Jays might want to, in September, see a guy like Anthony Alford, the young outfielder who's in the top 100 of Major League Baseball prospects at this point, according to Baseball America and MLB.com. They might want to see him play regularly in the outfield to see what they've got. So Steve Pierce, as the fans come to grips with reality in terms of this team not being a wild card contender, I think he may be a guy before the end of the month that is dealt.
The unquestionable bright spot positionally for this team this year, Griff, has been the performance of Justin Smoke. But oddly, with his performance, that means, for good reasons, he's playing first base every day, which renders somebody else redundant, right? And whether that is Pierce or Kendrys Morales or whatever, there just isn't, there's too much of the same and too much of guys who can't do enough in terms of moving around the diamond. I suppose that's what they mean when they say they want to get more athletic. If Pierce is still a Blue Jay at the end of August and finishes the season with the team, he's got a year left on his deal, do you anticipate him or Morales or kind of somebody in that grouping getting shipped out in the offseason?
Oh, there's no doubt, and I think Morales would be that guy. They thought they had no idea what they had in Justin Smoke, and they've got him under control for a little while from here on. And you can't give up that contract because it's so club-friendly. So they brought in Morales because he might play a little first base and DH. And, he's done a decent job at driving in runs and being a presence in the middle of the order. But if Justin Smoke is going to be your guy moving forward, you might as well not hang on to an unathletic guy like Kendrys Morales, who might have some value at the amount of money he's making with another team in a DH role.
Richard, we just had a chance to see the Yankees come through, and you saw Aaron Judge. Your thoughts on him and what's happened to him in the second half?
Well, I'll tell you what. My desk asked for early deadlines, as most newspapers are right now. But when the Yankees are taking BP and Aaron Judge is stepping in, I stop what I'm doing, even if I'm on deadline. I just want to see him, how many balls he can launch into that flight deck in center field to the fifth level in left field. And he's just a tremendous athlete and a specimen of a baseball player. And what's happened to him in the second half is that, people who said that he's the second incarnation of Ted Williams, you got to shake your head because, major league players, major league pitchers, major league coaching staffs make adjustments. And with the video scouting that's available right now, there's no way that he was going to keep up those numbers for the entire season. But the key is, as a young player, him making adjustments back and catching up with the pitchers. And it'll be a game back and forth throughout his career, but I would rather be in his position than the pitcher's position moving forward, even with the slump that he's gone through in the second half.
Who's the last player you stopped to watch batting practice?
Well, the first one was Jim Rice in Boston, and the last one might have been Mark McGwire when he was at the height of his roided up self. But we didn't know it at the time. No matter what fans say, well, the writer should have known. But he's a guy that you just stop and watch take BP, and the same is with Aaron Judge.
Griff, I'll never forget 03 Wrigley Field, Cubs-Giants, Barry Bonds batting practice, hit one, obviously over the right field bleachers, and took out a window of one of those apartments on Sheffield Avenue. It was just Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, Jose Canseco for the Tacoma Tigers in Edmonton. I watched Jose Canseco taking batting practice, hitting balls that might still be rolling down the streets of that city for all I know.
And when Canseco was with the Blue Jays that one year at Fenway Park, he launched about three or four in one round of BP over the Green Monster and out onto the street.
But Richard,
and that's tremendous.
It's neat though when it happens at the ballpark when everyone stops, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Everyone stops what they're doing and just kind of sits back and watches.
And it's noticeable how many people showed up early, and a lot of them were Yankee fans for the New York series. Showed up early just to watch BP, and in center field and in the outfield, the place was packed because they knew the balls were going to come flying with Gary Sanchez and Aaron Judge hitting.
Great stuff, Griff. Good luck this weekend, and let us know how you do.
All right, man. Thanks a lot.
Don't get tossed, okay?
He needs that advice, too.
He's heard about me.
Yes, I've heard.
He will get run.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Richard Griffin of the Toronto Star, Baseball Insider, brought to you by the Oakland Ford Lincoln Quick Lane, conveniently located at 570 Trafalgar Road in Oakville. You ready for some future headlines?
Yeah. Gord Miller wins the lottery.
Gord Miller crushes a sixth slice of pizza in the next commercial break,
or
he sits there and lets the cheese congeal.
You make a good point. I should probably eat it before it goes bad.
There you go.
Although it's cold enough in here that it's probably refrigerated.
It's a bit of a meat locker.
You could hang me in this place.
Yes, you could. All right, we'll come back on the other side with future headlines. Stay with us. It's Overdrive. Scott MacArthur, Gord Miller, TSN 1050, and the TSN Go app.
I think his dad will invariably settle down once his son is drafted and a team has the appropriate discussions with him.
Or...
Big Baller Brand in the house! Not only is he the face of the Big Baller Brand, but the face of the Lakers!
Or...
Josh Donaldson with a two-run home run here at the top of the first.
Or...
We'll get there. We'll get on a roll, you know. It's just maybe if anything to shut you guys up, you know.
Overdrive. Future headlines.
Future headlines on Overdrive is brought to you by 241 Pizza's new Chorizo Supreme Pizza. With chorizo, jalapenos, mushrooms, tomatoes, and onions. Order online, 241pizza.com, and tweet at Overdrive 1050 or text 105050, your most outrageous future headline every Friday for your chance to win free pizza.
I'd go for that one. That's close to mine.
Well, I was going to say there's some crossover here.
Yeah.
I don't see any read, and I think that there should be, next week for the Gord Miller special.
Yeah.
Tomatoes.
Black olives.
Mushrooms. And mushrooms.
Yeah. Delicious. Just another slice, actually.
See, I'm surprised. No meat. You're not vegetarian, right?
Oh, God, no.
No. So,
oh, good heavens, no.
No meat on pizza for you.
Well, I crushed a steak last night.
Oh, like was...
I got a bowling ball in my stomach from last night.
Okay, but is that the pizza you typically
order?
Yes. So you don't go pepperoni,
no.
Grilled chicken?
No.
Not a meat lover's guy?
No.
The cheese and the dough is weighty enough. Is that the deal?
I'm going to bring the rest home. I've had six slices. I'm going to...
You know what I'm proudest of today, Gord?
What's that,
I have
Scott?
Not... You had your sixth slice?
I did.
See, I stepped out during the commercial break. You're six down, four to go?
Yep.
Wow. Dinner at the Miller household? You're cooking for others tonight.
Yeah, I am.
I'm proudest of the fact that I've nailed Shapovalov's name.
You really have. You have landed Shapovalov. You could do hockey.
I could. Well, maybe.
You ever done hockey?
I did some 67s play-by-play way back in the day, handful of games at the Civic Center.
And Brian Kilrake promptly retired.
He was still there.
The killer.
The worst,
riding a bus?
No, because they were home games. Because okay. I was reading the news on the news talk station, so I couldn't travel. So for team 1200, I did a handful of games. And you know what the worst thing was, Gord? The first game I ever did, I was struggling with the names. That was the night I realized I needed glasses. I couldn't
That's a bad time to realize that.
Yeah, bad. And, you know, I thought back on it and I realized some of the taillights on cars late at night were starting
bleeding
a little bit, but I'd never put two and two together. That was yikes. And when you haven't done it before,
yeah. We got to get some tapes of those.
Just a little freaked out. Here's...
Do we have any tape of that? Is there any recording of this?
Guy... dumping it into
does
the...
Does evidence exist of those of these broadcasts? Is there?
Well, there has to be somewhere.
You must have a tape in your basement of some sort, don't you?
I have some college tapes. My parents are doing a little triage right now, and they've dug up some college tapes.
Yeah.
If I have if I can find a tape player, I would love to listen back.
See, I have YouTube. If my daughter wants a chuckle, she just searches me on YouTube and finds some clip from like 1985.
Really? I'm gonna do that at some point.
So fun for the whole family.
All right. Ready for some future headlines?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Now, this time last week, Dave Pullen was judging my O-Dog oars. So you let me know how I do with...
Do you want me to do the oars for you?
I'll point at you when it's
never
time.
Point right. at me.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Won't do that. Number one. I'm going to punt this name.
I knew it. You double clutched as soon as you...
No, because I realized that I know what it is, but that doesn't usually matter. All right. Denis Shapovalov fails to carry his momentum into the quarterfinal to end Canada's best hopes of success at the Rogers Cup.
Or...
making me say this again. Denis Shapovalov continues his run and finds himself on the big stage against... Roger Federer in Sunday's final.
I don't want to rain in the parade, but I think he falls tonight.
You think it's tonight?
Yeah.
So it's Mannarino tonight. If he gets through, it's either Alexander Zverev or Kevin Anderson in the semis before a potential get-together with Federer on Sunday.
Who's also got to get there, but...
Yeah.
But... think he's gonna.
I agree. I hate to agree just because I'm rooting for Shapovalov here, but I don't know if it's tonight, but I think he hits the wall.
Yeah,
that's it. You know, it was interesting talking to Brad Gilbert about it. He kind of dismissed him and said, "No, it's the physicality of it's the execution.
Yeah,
it's the X's and O's tonight." But man, there's an emotional high. The other thing we forget, Dennis talked a little bit about it after the match. The other thing we sometimes forget. Like, he grew up watching Nadal.
Yeah.
We've watched Nadal as adults. This is an idol to him.
Yeah.
So there's an emotional thing that goes into it. Or certainly rooting for Dennis to get through. I'm just not entirely sure that's how it'll play out. Future headline number two. Tyler's crammed out the paragraphs here. Lots of reading. Ezekiel Elliott successfully appeals his 6-game suspension, calling the NFL's much-criticized disciplinary process back into question.
Or
the NFL and the Cowboys engage in a public dispute similar to the circus surrounding Deflategate last summer, pitting Commissioner Roger Goodell against Hall of Famer Jerry Jones in an epic clash.
I would say that's the more likely scenario.
I agree.
I think it's going to be Jerry Jones and the Cowboys better be careful, because you can wind up on the really wrong side of history here. You can sound like you're condoning domestic violence.
This is the problem.
Right? This is not Deflategate. This isn't Bountygate. Like, this is, you know, you start saying my guys...
You're talking about public perception, right?
Yeah, because now the pictures start surfacing, right? And now you look really bad.
Here's the thing, though. Getting back to the conversation about the fact that there will not be criminal charges laid. You know this because you have traveled all over the United States. Remember the Ray Rice jerseys in the aftermath. No. Now, that's before the tape.
And even, you know, if you think about the running back.
Ray Rice?
No, the Minnesota.
Adrian Peterson.
Adrian Peterson. Sorry, I just lost his name.
Yep.
You know, I mean, even then, people were, you know, I'm in Adrian's corner. Like, he'd whipped a child with branches.
Right. This is the thing. Fans get crazy.
You got to live outside. You got to take a moment, and you got to step outside of sports and think we're too into sports to think that there's the rest of the world out there. So what you do is, what if your child's teacher did this? How would you feel about it?
Exactly.
What if your neighbor did it?
How would you
feel?
What if it happened to your daughter?
Right.
Anything.
Yeah. So
the old walk a mile in somebody else's shoes.
Yeah. So I think that Jerry Jones will do his best to, you know, whip up the hysteria and sound like he's in his player's corner. But at the end of the day, you better back off because women buy tickets to football games too.
Right. Future headline number three.
Mm-hmm.
With Derek Jeter on board, the Miami Marlins begin to turn things around and set on a path to become a successful major league franchise.
Or
Derek Jeter's perfect image is tarnished by his connection to a hopeless organization. I like this.
I'm going to play the Jamie McLennan card here. Neither. Because his reputation won't be tarnished. Whether this works out or not, Michael Jordan's been a middling to poor NBA owner. Has nothing to do with his reputation as a player.
I'm trying to think. Wayne Gretzky is a head coach.
Does that?
Didn't work out. I don't think any less of him.
No.
As a player. Phil Jackson, that's a different story, though, Gord. Well, coaching and being a general manager are two very different things, so I should acknowledge that.
They are, but they're very similar.
But his refusal to, a variety of things happened there, but his refusal to move off of the strategy that made his Bulls teams and then his Lakers teams with Kobe and Shaq successful in an era that demands the ability to shoot the three. The triangle offense is passe.
Yeah.
His unwillingness to move off of that
affects him a little more than some of the others. Being a coach and being in management are very similar things. Being a player and being an owner are two very different things. I think people can separate those two things.
I do think Jeter, though, is going to have a hand in the baseball ops department. So he may...
So what we need is one of the greatest relievers of all time. We need me at shortstop. And we need a machine at catcher. How hard can that be to find?
Yeah, not at all.
But they've got to.
He does have Giancarlo Stanton.
What they have to decide, though, Scott, is in baseball, are you serious or are you not? Are you spend or aren't you?
Yeah, and they've got a lot of work to do, Gord. Because that team.
But if you want to spend $180 million in payroll, you can have a good team right now, right?
Not guaranteed, but you should.
You should.
I agree with you. You should.
So go out and sign Estrada. Like if you go sign Estrada in the off season, and pay him.
I wouldn't pay Marco Estrada big money, though.
No, just okay. But pick someone.
Okay.
Pick a free agent. Pick who's the best free agent pitcher out there.
Oh. Have to look it up. It's a lighter year this year. 2018 is the big... Here, let's use 2018 as an example, because they'll have their feet wet by that point. You got Donaldson, Machado, Harper, potentially Kershaw.
Right. So if Clayton Kershaw is a free agent,
David Price may opt out.
Are you going to drop $200 million on Clayton Kershaw?
Yes.
Right. So I'm just, but if you're, but you have to decide to spend the money. You already laid out $1.2 billion for the team. So that's what you got to decide if you're serious or not.
Yeah. Drafting and developing never hurts. They're already paying Giancarlo Stanton 13 years, $325 million.
Yeah.
And he's still in the very early stages of that deal. So, not bad, eh?
Yeah.
All those rumors about trading him, I wouldn't do that. I'd just try to build around him at this point. Marco Estrada's renewed trade value forces the Blue Jays to move him for assets before the August 31st waiver trade deadline, putting an end to his tenure as a Blue Jay.
Or
Estrada's up-and-down year continues, scaring away contenders in need of starting pitching and keeping Marco in Toronto until he hits free agency this fall.
I'm going to go with Richard Griffin on this one and say he gets moved.
I don't see any point in holding on to him. And I do think three consecutive starts, even if he punts one next time out, three consecutive starts is enough of an inkling of the old Marco to entice a team.
Yeah.
And
because you're not talking about a full season here. You need him down the stretch and potentially to the postseason.
I'll tell you this. Gordash talking earlier about Houston being interested. The Astros are under fire, Gord, from some of their own players. When they didn't make a move at the deadline, Dallas Keuchel, their ace starter, was very public and vocal about his disappointment. And I think some of the fans are upset down there as well. That's an Astros team that could win the American League. But if you look at their starting rotation right now, McCullers is hurt. Keuchel has been hurt, has been dominant when he's been healthy. Beyond that, you got Mike Fiers, Musgrove, Peacock. Like, there's nobody there who scares you. Estrada's a guy who has thrown pretty well in the playoffs the last 2 years.
Yeah.
He's not Darvish. He's not that big a name, but he does have some playoff pedigree. And I think he'd help. I think he's an upgrade.
You know the team that I guess because they're tied financially, but Minnesota.
Well, it's funny. Minnesota acquired Jaime Garcia from the Atlanta Braves and then spun him off to the Yankees because at that time they'd struggled and fallen out of it. Yeah. Now
they're right in it.
Now they've worked their way back up.
But they've only got two pitchers that have pitched 100 innings this year.
Yeah. Wow. I'm trying to think. Could I even name? Either you know who's in the starting rotation for them right now too, Overdrive's good buddy Barty Colon, 44 years old.
Yeah, and he's
driving the bus all the way to the playoffs in the Twin Cities.
He does look like a bus driver, doesn't he?
He's a big man. All right, and from a listener, and this is our winner this week.
Wins the rest of my pizza.
Are you going to give Aaron Fitzgerald four slices?
Of pizza that was brought here an hour and a half ago?
Yeah.
Congratulations, Aaron. You've won a two-thirds eaten cold pizza.
All right. Here, a couple of wheels coming Aaron Fitzgerald's way at Fritzy08 on Twitter. Marcus Stroman goes 8 shutout innings tonight, sparking another bench clear.
Or?
He gives up 4 or more runs in 4-plus innings before being yanked.
Ah. 8 shutout innings?
See, I'm more comfortable saying 8 shutout, but eliminating the bench clearing element there. Stroman's been awesome lately.
I'm going to say 4-plus and 4-plus innings.
Really? Yeah. He's going to have a rough night?
Yeah.
Okay. You gambling, man? I'm not going to be as stupid.
We've already established that I am. I whipped you last night.
Stupid.
You've not given me credit yet for my Dodgers pick last night on your pro line dealing. I said, take the Dodgers.
Yeah. Yeah, if you take the Dodgers 80 of 112 times so far this year, you've been good. All right, we'll do our ProLine best bets and put a wrap on this baby. Scott MacArthur, Gord Miller, it's Overdrive, TSN 1050 and the TSN Go app. It's time now for today's best bets brought to you by ProLine. And these friendly reminders from Gord Miller that he won a pizza off of stupid me yesterday.
Yeah. And stupid you.
And he wants to remind us that he deserves credit for his pick of the LA Dodgers on last night's ticket.
Yeah.
You going to go with him again tonight?
No, I'm not going with him again tonight. I'll go to something different.
Step out on that ledge. The 80 and 32 Dodgers. All right.
Yes, I'm betting on Coca-Cola, Microsoft, and Apple.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, I'm on the... Red Sox winners of 8 in a row. Ooh. At Yankee Stadium tonight. I'm going to take them as the visitor plus. Yeah, they're going to go 9 in a row. Eddie Rodriguez on the mound for Boston. Jaime Garcia, who we talked about in the last segment.
I'm not with you on that one.
Okay. Well,
Yankees win at home tonight.
I am not betting a pizza on it.
Okay.
I like Marcus Stroman and the Blue Jays at home over quasi-Canadian Jameson Taillon and the Pittsburgh Pirates.
I concur.
And if Kyle Gibson and his 6.03 ERA takes on Aníbal Sanchez and his 6.62 ERA, I like the Twins and Tigers at Comerica to go over 10.5 runs.
10.5 is high, though.
It is. I've done this before and it's worked.
Yeah, that's a high one.
Those are two bad pitchers. Yeah, this is not Aníbal Sanchez 2014.
Okay, I'm going to take that one off mine, and I'm going to take the Alouettes. Oh, you can't bet
you can't
do the Alouettes because it's off the board, right?
I would have gone CFL if I could have.
Yeah.
So there you go. If you throw down $20 on this ticket, Gord, you will
win
$116.
That's a lot of pizza.
You can find my pick. I'll restart the liner. You got me. That's good. You can find my picks on Twitter at TSN 1050 Radio, and you can get way into the game with ProLine. It's the sports betting game that lets you turn small wagers into big excitement. Before you wager, get the latest odds, event info, and matchup stats on your phone. ProLine, get way into the game.
We got to go, right? We got it like a minute?
Yeah.
Okay, so who wins the PGA?
Kevin Kisner.
No. Jason Day wins the PGA.
I wanted to go with Jordan Spieth, but he didn't make a move today. He didn't. Enough to hang around, yeah. But he's two over par, one over each day.
Okay.
I'm sticking with Kevin Kisner, man.
Who wins the Alouettes Argos game tonight? You can say that because even though it's off the board.
And I am not betting a pizza.
No, we're not betting a pizza. I'm just asking you who you think is going to win.
I'm worried about the Argos, man. Backup QB starting.
I think the Alouettes win.
I'm going Montreal at home.
Yeah.
I think they split the doubleheader. I think the home team wins both.
Who wins the Chelsea Burnley game tomorrow on
TSN
5?
Chelsea.
When in doubt.
When in doubt, just go with the team you're most familiar with.
The billionaire.
All right.
The shirt you like.
This was a lot of fun over the last 2 days.
It was a lot of fun, yeah.
We'll do it again.
Sounds good.
Naylor and Landsberg, Monday morning, 6 a.m. Be with us, TSN 1050.